Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is just another wonderful, awe-inspiring day of God. And we, Brother Harold and myself, Carnita Smith, Brother Harold Copeland, are super excited that you have joined us today on the broadcast. It's just a joy to come together as a whole and enjoy the richness of God the Father. This is what he wants us to do, is to enjoy him, experience him. And how do we do that? First, you have to know him. Know him in the pardoning of your sin. And that is salvation. And we can know him. And I tell you, a delight just to sit at the table with you today as we continue to move through our wonderful series under the umbrella of discipleship. And we're still focusing our attention on the very nature of God. And we're in part three of this focus, the very nature of God. And if you're with us for the first time, we encourage you to go back on the broadcast as far as the podcast and listen to the previous teaching lessons on this series under the umbrella of discipleship, and just familiarize yourself and have a enjoyment with God as you learn to be the disciple that you have been called to be, a disciple, a follower, a student, a believer of God, a disciple. God told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh, I am sent you. God told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh in Egypt that I am sent you. That's all he told him to tell him. I am. And that's capital I, capital A, capital M. That's it. With this type of authority, everything, everyone comes under his submission, God's submission. Listen to what scripture says. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. That's Colossians 1, verse 16. Now that speaks volume. All things were created through him, for him. Amen. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. So we know our God is an awesome God, full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness toward us, you, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This nature of God, to name a few, is a nature a born-again believer has within. So think about that, my brothers and sisters, as we continue to move through this teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship, but our tunnel vision is focused on the very nature of God. So Brother Harold and I are going to continue to unpack the focus so that we all can continue to know him like we know that we know. So I'm going to turn the broadcast over to Brother Harold Copeland as he continues to take us through the scriptures.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me. Again, everybody, we welcome you. God keeps on blessing you. As I said, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host minister, Kenita Smith, we are in studio together again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it's an honor to be able to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. I want you to know we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for your life. But you got it, most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life, and every time you listen to Mission from the Heart, or you open your Word, or you attend church, to receive the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Ghost that will take you to your divine destiny and your divine plan. And you, too, shall stand still and preach the unadulterated Word of God. And somebody's life will be changed. And God will be glorified through the ministry he has placed in you. As was said, we are still on the series under the umbrella of discipleship. And our topic today is the nature of God. Now, I don't know how long God will keep us on this topic, but what we're going to do today is solidify, amen, solidify this nature that we're talking about, this nature that Minister Smith said, he don't change, he does not change. Now, we as Christians fluctuate in our emotions, in our thoughts, and sometimes we think God fluctuates with us. And when we deal with human beings change. They love us one day. They put up with us another day. And then another day, they can't tolerate us. But that's not true love. That's not the agape love. The agape love is constant. It's a love beyond the human imagination. And if we go to the human imagination to try to figure it out, we're going to miss it. Because the human mind can't even go that high. We have to receive it from our hearts. It's unbelievable. It passes knowledge. It's so high you can't get over it. God's love is so low you can't get under it. You can't go around it. It's wide, breadth, length. It's the love of God. Unbelievable. And he wants us to receive that love. Not in a performance manner. Because we'll never be able to perform enough or well enough to receive his love. our Lord and Savior did the performance. And he gave us credit for doing it. And what we do is receive his love as a free gift. A free gift, regardless of us. Now, even if we're performing badly, once we get revelation of this love, how much God loves us, we're going to change. Oh, yes. Because his love covers the multitudes of sin. And his love changes us from the inside out. And once we get a true revelation, not religion now, been there, done that, but a relationship in the heart, our heart related to God's heart. That's the most beautiful relationship on the earth. And that's the most important relationship in our lives. And we cannot put nothing before it. The Father's heart of love wants to fill our heart with his Father's heart of love. Even if we messed up last night, this morning, we could still receive God's love. The greatest gift that any person can receive. So we want to solidify this love, and we're going to use scripture to do that. And we will explain why sometimes it didn't look like God love. And we'll solidify that and show no matter what we're going through, no matter what we've been through, God love is always available. It's a love feast. It's a love feast. And we have to come out of our minds and stop looking at our doing and look at what already been done by our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I heard a man say this morning that if we had a revelation of the cross, I mean a true revelation of the cross, and we're going to have to teach the cross of Calvary, what God did for us through his son, through the torture, mutilated of his son to show how much he loves us. It will baffle us. And we will love him back. We will love God back with all of our hearts, all of our minds, all of our souls. And we'll love each other. So let's solidify this love of God through scripture. The first scripture, let's come out of the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter number 3, verses 17, 18, and 19.
Ephesians 3, 17, 18, and 19. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead and read verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Harold.
Yes, we are rooted and grounded in that love, kind of like a tree. Get all its vitamins and minerals through the root system. And we get all of our life and all of our love through our hearts being rooted and grounded to the Father heart. It's very nature. And now, continuing to solidify this, we want to read Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, 35 through 39.
Romans 8, 35 through 39. And it reads this way. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine? Or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The very nature of God is love. And as long as we are connected to him, heart to heart, intimate relationship, nothing can separate us from his love. Not even our sins. Not even the devil. Nothing, no human being, no one. We're always connected to his love. His love is always flowing. Now, we are not always receiving. I heard a preacher say that God is always transmitting 24/7, always transmitting, but we're not always receiving. So we must be conscious of his presence, of his love on the inside of us in the person of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we submit ourselves just as we are. And no matter what position we find ourselves in, no matter how bad the situation may look, it's not too hard for God. And if we try to carry it, it's going to be too hard for us. And I got a friend going through a cancer challenge. And if I just look at it in the flesh and see what cancer can do to a human being, it will look hard. But if I look at it through the eyes of God, it's nothing. God has already dealt with it through the cross of Calvary. His son, that's the greatest expression of his love manifested in the natural realm. The cross is a beautiful image of how much God loves you and how much he loves us. And the word of God said that God's word is solidified with two or more scriptures. So we're going to read one more scripture concerning his love. And we'll go to the love chapter, 1 John. 1 John. John called himself the one Jesus loved. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 10.
7 through 10, 1 John, chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this love that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit.
Amen. Amen. The spirit of love dwells on the inside of us. That's beautiful. And we have to come one with that great spirit. The life of Christ, the resurrected life of Christ through the spirit is living on the inside of us. And the love of God, agape, is always dwelling in us, through us. And no one can separate us from his love. And guess what? Not even ourselves. That's true love. And we need to connect and get revelation of God's love, of his true nature. Because his love, wherever we struggle, his love is so powerful that it will change our lives. And God gives his love to us that he may get it through us. And the more of his love that he gets through us, the more of his love that he will continue to give us. Now, God has always been love. Always. But there are scriptures and chapters in the Bible that God just didn't seem like he was loving. Amen. God didn't seem like we was loving. And that's where the covenants come in. The new covenant and the old covenant. And God's covenant with the people two times since eternity. He had a people he covenanted with the old covenant. He had a people he covenanted with in the new covenant. Even though he was the same loving God, the relationship he had with the people wasn't the same. The old covenant people didn't have the same relationship with God as the new covenant people. The new covenant people had a greater relationship with God than the old covenant. Because in the old covenant, God had to deal with sin to get to man. And sin wasn't punished. Sin wasn't paid. There was no propitiation for the sins of the people in the old covenant. So God had to deal with sin himself to relate to a people. The old covenant people, they wasn't born again like us. They didn't have a spiritual perception of the new covenant that we have with God. So God had to give laws, and God had to enforce them. And as I said, it gives a false impression that God didn't really love us because of our sins. But the word does not teach us that. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, verse 13.
Romans 5:13 reads this way: for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Yes. Until the law. And they're talking about the law of Moses. When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments from the mountains and other ceremonial laws, and he gave it to his people, the Jewish people, sin was in the world up until then, but sin wasn't imputed. And we know the word imputed is a bookkeeper term. If you go to the store and you buy something and you tell them, put it on my account. When it is put on your account, it is recorded and charged against your account. So before the law of Moses, sin was not put on people account. This reminds me of the Autobahn in Germany. That's the Autobahn is the highway in Germany. On the Autobahn, you can go as fast as you want to. If you know how to drive 200 miles per hour and your car can handle that, you can do that. And you will never get pulled over. Never. Why? Because there isn't any speed laws on the Autobahn. And since there is no laws. Nothing can be imputed against someone. They can go as fast as they want to. So what that verse was saying, until the Ten Commandments, sin was not being held against people. And some people look at when Adam sinned in the garden, and they said that God was harsh. He was harsh to Adam. He looked like he didn't love Adam. We know he loved Adam before Adam sinned, but after Adam sinned, it looked like he lost his love for Adam. And that's not true. And let's read that. Genesis chapter 3, verses
22 through 24.
Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the garden, of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life."
Now that's love. That's the agape. Most people, they have the concept that when Adam and Eve sin, when they sin against God, people say that because God is holy and man became unholy, that God had nothing to do with mankind. Many think that God drove man out of the garden to remove man from his presence because a holy God couldn't deal or couldn't have anything to do with an unholy man. Some people think that until we clean up our act through right actions, that's performing, God cannot have a relationship with us. Now, love was demonstrated. The agape was demonstrated in the Garden of Eden. When Adam sinned, he became a sinful man in a sinful state. And God could not let Adam eat from the tree of life. Adam would have remained in that sinful state for the rest of his life, and there would be no opportunity for salvation for Adam or for you or me. So God had to drive Adam out because he knew in his heart that he had a salvation plan that he was putting in process. And even though Adam sinned and died spiritually, God had a plan to bring us spiritually alive again. So God couldn't let Adam eat from the tree of life in that sinful state. He would have remained in that sinful state for the rest of his life. And then God wouldn't have anything to do with him, or couldn't have anything to do with him. So look at the process. God drove man out. That's love. I can't let you stay near this tree, because if you eat of the tree, you're going to be in a sinful state for the rest of your life. And to make sure, he put a cherub in to guard the tree, because I can't let my son, that's my son, I love him, I can't let him be separated from me for the rest of his life. I can't let my creation be separated from me. And then he put a sword in his hand for additional protection. That's the agape. That is the love of God demonstrated in the Old Testament. It doesn't look like the love of the New Testament, because with us now, God has dealt with sin through his son. God has no recognition of sin because the sin debt has been paid for in full. We as human beings, even Christian human beings, we recognize sin, and we are conscious of sin because of our humanity. But God is not conscious of our sin. Sin has been paid for in full. Sin of yesterday, today, forever has been paid for. God is conscious on one thing he's conscious of, and that is he wants to love us. Amen. He wants to love us in spite of us, because he knows his love is greater than our sin. His love is greater than our failure. His love is greater than our mistakes. His love is greater than anything that we can do, or anything that anybody can do to us. And his love changes our hearts and our mind into the very essence of who he is. And that same agape love was demonstrated with Adam, with God dealing with Adam. And the reason it doesn't look as beautiful as the agape that we have is because before God got to Adam and redeemed Adam, he had to deal with Adam's sin. But God dealt with us through his son on the cross of Calvary, dealt with our sins, paid that debt. Sin is taken care of. And for us to grow in wisdom and knowledge and revelation of the nature of God, we got to know how he demonstrated his love for us while we were yet sinners. On the cross, we got to get a revelation of the cross, which is the love of God manifested in the physical realm and power and authority. Then it's taken care of. And if we do fail, if we do fall, if we do sin, which we do, no, we don't run away from God. No, we run to God. And we let God with our hearts and our minds and our souls open, and we let him love on us. And we let him speak to our hearts and say, already taken care of that. Already taken care of that. Don't condemn yourself. Don't beat yourself up. And don't let nobody else condemn you. Don't let the devil condemn you. For this is a nature, this is a dispensation of grace and love. Love that comes through grace. Just let me love on you. That's all God want to do in this dispensation, is release and reveal his love, the fullness of it, and give us a revelation that we may know, and I will know, the love of God that passes knowledge. Let us solidify that with Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
Romans 5, verse 8, and it reads this way. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's love. And now, Romans 8 and 1. Let's read Romans 8, 1 and 2. Romans 8, 1 and 2.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Now that's beautiful. Because of the love of God demonstrated through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, God is not condemning us. In other words, what we're saying here, God is not sin conscious anymore. He dealt with sin fully in the cross of Calvary. Now I'm going to show you that same not sin consciousness appeared again in the Old Testament. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 4. Verses 8 through 15.
Genesis 4, 8 through 15. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" So he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Verse 10, and he said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond, you shall be on the earth." And Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me." Verse 15, and the Lord said to him, "Therefore, Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold." And the Lord said, and the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him shall kill him.
Amen.
Amen.
And see, that's love. That's love. That is love. This is before the law. And when the law came, God judged murder, and there was a harsh punishment even unto death. But since this was before the law, although God had to deal with the sin that Cain did, he loved on Cain. He didn't kill Cain. And he didn't let anybody kill Cain. The agape love of God. And we are blessed. We have a wonderful covenant. Sin has been taken care of, and sin has been paid in full if we are under the new covenant of God. Now, maybe there's somebody listening that say, I'm not under that covenant. And I don't believe God loved me. But I want to be loved by him. And kind of like the jailer, what must I do to receive this type of love in me? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked, because Holy Spirit is going to use Minister Kenita Smith to give us this good news. As I stop, drop, and pray, and turn you over to Minister Kenita Smith, so he can take us to the cross.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This has been good as always. There's nothing or no one can separate us from the love of God. And you've got to get that in your mind. You've got to get that in your heart. It has to become your life, a way of life. Because our adversary, Satan himself, the devil, wants to devour us like a lion, but not to scare you, not to set fear inside of you, but just to make sure you understand with the right weaponry, the full armor of God, that we are to be ready, according to Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Be ready like a soldier, standing firm on our faith, sure-footed, unmovable, because of the love of God. Our salvation, which we extend on this broadcast, an opportunity for you, my brother, for you, my sister, to come to know him just as we have, that you would have a right to the tree of life. Brother Harold brought that up as we read in Genesis, to the tree of life. Jesus is the tree of life. So we want to come together with you. Doubt keep you in the grip of the hand of the enemy. Don't let fear grip you so tight that you turn away from an opportunity to give your heart to Jesus Christ. Don't let the woes of the world, short on money, contemplating taking your life, or even the loss of a job, don't let it rob you of an opportunity to give your heart to Jesus Christ right now. Don't let it. So we want to extend him to you. through a prayer of salvation. Now, we just ask that you, not that we ask, but God wants us to come to him as humbly as we know how. Don't come with a half-hearted mindset, playing around or thinking you can shuck and jive with God. No. He knows you better than you know yourself. He's real, but he has big love, as the lesson has been explained to us today. He's a God of love. In the midst of your sin, yesterday, today, and forever. So let's just get right with God right now. And let's not procrastinate or hesitate doing what you know is right for you now and eternal. So I just want to express my heart, Brother Copeland's heart, concerning the seriousness of accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It is serious, that serious, that you make a decision today. So let us pray with you, walk alongside you, and continue to disciple you as instruments of God in and of our own, but the hands and the love of God for you. So if we could bow, and my brothers and sisters who are listening to the broadcast along with us, please partner with us. Touch and agree with Brother Harold and I as we help one who may be listening, two who may be listening, three or four who may be listening to this broadcast across the World Wide Web, that they would give their life to Christ today. Don't underestimate the power of God. Believe with your heart. So let's go to the foot of Jesus and make our petition known together. So you, with your heart, wholeheartedly, our words, your heart, that Jesus would enter in. He's knocking, and today has been the day that we want you to let him in. So let's pray. Father God, I love you. I trust you. I bless you. I believe by faith that you are my Savior. You loved me more and better than I loved myself. I'm struggling right now, Lord God, and you know this. Lord, I have some bitterness inside, deep-seated, that I ask you to rid me of. Lord, I know I have done some things that were wrong, and I know that you are the only one that can surrender me, love me, protect me. No matter what I look like, Lord, what I've said, I trust you and you alone are my salvation, Lord Jesus. I believe by faith, Lord, that your word that I have been hearing, that the nudging of you in my heart and the tugging of me to listen to you, Lord, has been strong and intense. I'm no longer running from you. I've ran too long, Lord. I can't run anymore. So here I am, surrendering my life to you, Lord God. I can't run anymore. I can't run from my troubles. I can't run from my thoughts. And I can't allow my mouth to run me. But you, Lord, I trust to be Lord over my life, to set up on the throne of my heart, that you become the driver of my soul. Here I am, Lord, laying it all at your feet. I love you. I trust you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We pray and rejoice with you as you get up afresh and anew, born again, new nature, God's nature. Hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit resides in you, my brother, you, my sister, that you are now in the household of faith, the ark of salvation. Praise the Lord. So we rejoice with the angels in heaven. We rejoice with our brothers and sisters who have partnered with us in Christ from all around the world. We rejoice for you. And I just know you are super excited as well. And you should be. For this is the day that the Lord has made. He made it just for you to come to know him. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Harold and I encourage you. We encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church if you do not already belong to one. Continue. That you would move into a Sunday school class or a small group discipleship class at that church and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, because God is working all of these things out together for your good, because you love him and he loves you. So we encourage you also to be baptized by submersion of water as a sign to the world that you are a Christ follower, a Christian in the faith, that you would let the world know that Jesus is your boss. Hallelujah. So God bless you as we continue to move forward in our faith, in our love for Christ. Now, Brother Harold, do you have any last words to give and to encourage our brothers and sisters for today?
Yes, congratulations. Welcome to the family of love. And this is a love journey. And as you grow in the revelation of how much God loves you, you may fall down, but get up. The Bible says that a righteous man falls down seven times, but he gets up seven times. And that's mankind. Righteous mankind falls seven times, but they get up seven times. And know that no matter what you do, God is always with you. And as was read in the scripture, Romans 8:1, There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, God is not conscious of your sin and will not be conscious of your sin anymore. All your sins have been paid for. That is love. And receive the love of God today and forever and ever. Thank you, Tanita Smith.
God bless. Thank you, Brother Harold, for your labor of love for this broadcast, but more so for the word of God, that the seeds would go out and just be deposited in the listener's heart as we continue to mission from the heart. And I appreciate you so much for being so steadfast in continuing our lessons under the umbrella of discipleship. It's been a joy. It has been a wonderful, wonderful joy today. And I hope and pray, my brothers and sisters, as you listen to the broadcast, that you are taking some rich notes, because every verse that Minister Harold has shared with us concerning this lesson is worth going back and just saturating yourself with the verses. Read the complete passage of the verse so that you can get the revelation knowledge, as Minister Harold says when he opens up the teaching lesson. He always quotes, and I quote him, "When we open the word, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit." Get that on the inside every time you open the word of God. When you read it and it opens the windows of your heart, you are being downloaded, tech word, with the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Don't forget that. Write that down and just say it to yourself and allow it to just get on the inside of you, to know that he loves you enough to do what he does for us. Hallelujah. So always remember that the grass wither and the flowers, they fade away as season after season after season takes place. But new growth comes every season. That's you. Things will slough off and die off, pruned off. But deep down inside, the living water runs inside you. And newness of life shows itself season after season after season, my brother and my sister. So always remember, the grass wither, the flowers fade away, but the word of God remains forever and ever. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your day.